In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all that came to be was alive with his life. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And the mystery is, the Word is still among us, and it is still enfleshed. God calls to us through the ages to listen to his Word. He calls to us through the prophets, through King David, "Be still and know that I am God." He calls and calls and beseeches us to listen so that we might understand and to prepare ourselves to listen to his words this morning. We must make ourselves comfortable, because if we're not comfortable, we shall wriggle around, and that will disturb and distress other people. And so, first of all, I ask if you can make sure that you're sitting comfortable, that your bottom is well back in the chair, that you haven't any tight clothes on. And then we'll begin the process of relaxation. And this is not the same process that we use to get to sleep at night. This is a different sort of relaxation, so that although we're comfortable, we're not asleep. So we begin with the head, and we relax the muscles around our eyes, so that our eyes are not tightly closed. We relax the muscles around our mouth and jaw, so that our mouth isn't clenched tightly, and so that our jaw is not flapping open, but just comfortable. We relax our neck muscles and our shoulders. We make sure that our shoulders are well down and not hunched up around our ears. And if during the next hour we find them creeping up around our ears, then we know that we have lost that sense of relaxation and that tension is beginning to creep in. So we have our back supported by the back of the chair. Our arms relaxed, and our hands either held loosely together on our laps or palm down on our thighs, whichever we feel most comfortable. We have our legs slightly apart and feet flat on the ground. And we perhaps have tensions in our legs. And so the way to avoid this is to, just for a minute or two, tense the muscles in our thighs and calves, and then let them go. Tense and let go. And then we have to pay some attention to our breathing. All of us need to acknowledge our breathing. All of us need to breathe in a way that is right for ourselves. And it can be helpful to take one or two deep breaths, and then to steady the breathing so that it is comfortable to us. So I suggest that you take in two deep breaths and let them out. This will help the internal workings of our body to settle down and be comfortable, as well as the external parts of our body. And we are reminded that just as the sky cannot be reflected in troubled waters, so the presence of God cannot be felt in a restless soul. And we are restless because we are human and we have cares. And God sent his Son Jesus with these words, "Come unto me, all of you, who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And so we imagine before us the risen Lord, the Lord arrayed in the glory of heaven, with his white shining hair, with the sun shining from his face, with his eyes open, looking into your hearts. And according to the evangelist St. John, he was dressed in a white robe, which was held round the middle with a golden cord. And on his shoes were golden threads. And it is this risen, glorified, glorious Christ which is calling to us this morning. Come unto me, all of you, and I will give you rest. And so for a brief period we'll hand over the burdens and troubles of our life. Come unto me, all of you, and I will give you rest. Come unto me.